I thought it was a great opportunity for our players to come out and have an impact. You know, I think what Dee and Jimmy are doing in the community is unbelievable. And I join hip to hip with them that way. And I think it's an opportunity for our players to come see exactly what it is that we need to give back. You know, because somebody helped all of us get to where we are here today. And the impact that Dee and the foundation, and Jimmy, excuse me, the foundation is making in lives of young kids is unbelievable. And I think it's important that our players see that we want to be very active in the community and be able to give back that way. So that's why I thought today was so important to do this. And I think our players truly understand it.
Jimmy said that, you know, you're speaking in there that Jim Brown's going to be more involved than he has been the last few years. Can you just tell us what your plans are for him and why it's important to involve him more?
My plan is to speak to him early and often, because I think he's very bright. I think he gets it. He understands these young men. He understands truly how to deal with them, how to motivate them, how to push them. And to me, a guy like Jim, not to use him as a resource would be not very smart on my part. And he's been outstanding. I've had a lot of long conversations with him. One, obviously, about the organization, the city, and how he can help. But again, one thing we all know about Jim, he's never going to do anything to hurt the organization. So he's been unbelievable for me. He's been a great sounding board, and I appreciate him being as active as he is.
Had you been around him much before you got here?
No, I hadn't.
And just the impact he still has. I mean, I saw, I think, Pep taking his picture with him. I mean, do you think the young guys understand kind of his place in the history of the game?
They will. I have talked to him about, you know, that's part of our learning, of learning the history of the Cleveland Browns. I've had a session with our team about that, you know, about different areas within our organization, and different people have been a part of this team. And I'm sure you guys have seen, that's the reason why I've had the alumni out a lot, because I want our guys to connect the right way and truly understand that there was a lot of men before them who've played the game here, who love playing the game here, who won here. And so it's not a question if it can be done. It's just that we have to do the hard work in order to have it be done.
What kind of people did you emphasize from the history?
Well, obviously, I wanted them to know exactly who the owners were, who's gonna pay their bills. But I thought it was important for them to understand, when was the last time we won a World Championship? You know, when was the last time this team's been to the playoffs and had a winning season? And exactly who the great players who have played here before these men that are playing here now. I think you need to know those things. You need to know as much about our history as you can, because at the end of the day, it's what's going to fuel us a little bit to play a little harder longer. To get the job done.
Did you go back to Paul Brown and Motley and Otto Graham?
I can't tell you all my secrets, but we went back a long ways.
How valuable is it for an organization to have a good relationship with alumni? And I know you're having guys come in and speak, like you just said. Mm-hmm. Just, what value do you see in that?
Well, because I think it connects our players with the former players. And I think those former players who live here, they want to feel like they still are a part of it. You know, and they are, because they're the men who laid the foundation for where we are today. So, and they have the opportunity to give them very sound advice, because they've been through it. You know, it's a saying, you know, I'm 50 years old right now, and these young men we have never been 50 years old, but I've never played in the National Football League. So there's people who are going to be able to give them very experienced advice on what they're dealing with, not just within the organization, but also within the community, and how they can be successful. And I think that's very important.
Did you spend much individual time with Bernie Kosar?
Not individual time, but I did have an opportunity to talk to him, not for very long, but I was very impressed with him, have an opportunity to talk to him. I know he's very passionate about the football team, the organization, the city, and I thought it was important for him to be there. And I thought his message was well received by our football team.
You getting caught up in Cavs fever?
Yes, I am, and I'm all in. Okay, and I know it's a big game tonight, and I know I used to be on the West Coast, so it'd be people throwing darts at me right now. But again, I hope that you know, for our city, that the Cavs can go and get this done. I think they're well deserving. I think they play extremely hard. I think they're well coached. I think obviously they have some tremendous players, you know, led by LeBron and Kyrie and the rest of those guys. it is going to be what it is. But at the end of the day, those guys are going, they'll get it done. You know, it's going to be a tough series, but they'll get it done.
Have you brought that? I mean, obviously, your guys know Cavs are in the finals, but have you kind of brought that up to them at all, and what it means for the city?
Absolutely, I have, because I think we're pulling for them all the way. You know, I've been to some games myself in support, and I've seen quite a few of our players there in support. And it'd be nothing better than to be able to call them world champs and high-five those guys for what they're doing, because we're chasing the same thing. You know, at the end of the day, that's what we're after as well. So it's fun to watch a group of men bond, and watching two young men come off of some real hard injuries and overcome them and then become a team again and get back to the finals again. That's amazing, and that's a lot of work, and there's a lot of lessons in there for us to see.
Now, before you got hired here, were you a Warriors guy?
I can't tell you that. No, I got to be very honest with you, because I'm not getting in trouble. No, I was not, because I'm from the West Coast, so you guys know my allegiance to – there's another team.
You're a Lakers guy.
Thank you. we got to keep that real. Okay. All right.
Not the Clippers?
No. No, don't do that.
You've got a sense of what sports means to this community. What do you think a championship would mean to this city and this area?
It would mean a ton. Because I think, again, I've watched the Believe Win series, and I've caught up in some of that. And so I get it, and I know we're all starving for a champion, to be able to be saying, I'm living a city that everybody's calling world's champions. That means you're the best in the world at what you do. And I think it would be tremendous. I think it gives our city a lot of confidence. You know, I think we walk around very proudly and feel very good about what we're doing. And because this city is about hard work. You know, it's about putting your head down and working hard and showing up every day to get done what you need to get done. And that's what that team, the basketball team, truly represents. And they're doing a tremendous job.
You, when you were inside, you mentioned to the guys, you guys have 4 days off, and I need you to handle yourselves the right way before you come back. What is your philosophy that way on kind of holding your players accountable? And will you take a really hard line stance on anything having to do with any misbehavior off the field?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't. We're not going to deal with that very much. I think I've said that a long time ago. But that was part of it. You know, make sure we need everybody back here next week. You know, finishing our off-season program the right way with a mandatory mini camp. We need every player available that is available to practice. That's first and foremost. But the second thing is understanding their processes when they leave here. You know, you can't leave here and forget football. You know, we need to come back and hit the ground running and not feel like we're starting over again. And I think my message was, I didn't like how we started off this past Tuesday at practice. You know, it wasn't that we practiced bad, we just didn't practice as good as I think we can. So that was my warning, my little warning shot to them, because we need to come back on Tuesday ready to go. We got to finish this the right way.
Good?
Okay. No, well, we're Scott. So somebody asked me yesterday about Barnage.
I did.
Right? Yeah. Absolutely. So I want to make sure I update everybody. He had a sports hernia surgery, okay, and he will obviously be out for the mini camp. But he had the best doctor, you know, and he will be back and ready to go at training camp. And I'm glad that we're dealing with this now so that we can get it behind us and get him back to where he needs to be. And me knowing him, he'll be chomping at the bit way before time, but we'll slow him down and make sure he's ready to go. But I don't think there's any concern if he's not going to be ready to go or anything like that. But it's good to get these things behind us as fast as we can. So I wanted to make sure I give you guys all that so you'll know exactly what's going on.
Did you have it today?
Yeah, had it early this morning.